World Sport Now from the BBC with me, Aaron Armstrong. Coming up, Murali spins his way into the record books with his 800th test wicket. Martin Yall chooses Champions League football with Ajax over a return to the Premier League with Fulham. And Alberto Contador is favoured to retain his Tour de France title after a thrilling finish in the Pyrenees.
Up towards the finish they come. Schleck and Contador neck and neck. Schleck's going for it. Contador's right alongside him. And Andy Schleck takes the stage win. Contador was right alongside him.
First, the world of cricket's been paying warm tributes to Muthiah Muralitharan after his world record 800th test wicket. The Sri Lankan spinner reached the landmark in his final test match against India in Gaul, which Sri Lanka won by 10 wickets. Murali says it's the perfect way to end his test career.
Everything I have achieved in test cricket, so what else to go? Then I thought this should be the end, and I want to go in a good way rather than a sour way, because I'm very happy that I'm going in a good way. People were talking, it's emotional. I was so happy because whatever has happened, God gave everything, because not only one victory, 8 wickets and everything he gave. So I think this is one of the greatest moments in my cricketing life.
The English all-rounder Andrew Flintoff played against Muralitharan on many occasions and with him for the county side Lancashire. As far as he's concerned, Murali is more than just a fantastic cricketer.
The man is an absolute legend. I was fortunate enough to play with him at Lancashire. He came over and bought every county side out. All the rest of us didn't back him up. As a bloke, he's one of the best. I had 6 years at Lancashire with him. He's one of my great friends. He's someone at Lancashire I played with. I stood at slip and I watched him bowl. I tried to pick him, and at slip I could do it. When I played against him, I had no idea which way the ball was going. But he's one of them blokes who you just can't help but love him. He's just a great guy. He plays the game in the right spirit. He's always got a smile on his face. When you're facing him on 22 yards, though, when he keeps laughing at you, it's a bit off-putting. But, you know, sit back in his armchair in many years' time and be satisfied with his career.
As impressive as it was, Muralitharan's career was not without controversy. His unusual bowling action was considered illegal by several umpires and commentators who accused him of throwing the ball, but his action was eventually cleared by the ICC in 1996. The former Australian captain Ian Chappell says for some, Murali's achievement will always be tainted.
It's always going to polarise people. You know, there are going to be people who say, you know, he was okay, and there'll be others who think he's illegal. But the one thing that you can't dispute, no matter what you think of his, he was a genius. You know, I happen to think that the chucking is with the elbow, and what Murali did was with the wrist. So, as far as I'm concerned, I've never had a problem with him.
Meanwhile, Australia's cricketers still have work to do to save the second test against Pakistan at Headingley. They'd reached 136 for 2 when bad light brought an early end to the second day's play, but that's still 34 runs adrift of Pakistan's first innings total of 258. The story of the day comes from Chris Florence.
Ricky Ponting passed a personal landmark when he became only the second batsman to reach 12,000 test runs, but the Australian captain has a more pressing concern. He still faces a huge job, but his unbeaten 61, the first half century of the match, has at least provided the perfect example as he tries to bring some respectability to his side's performance. His stand with Michael Clarke has so far added 81, the biggest partnership of the match. With a drop in temperature from the first day, the Pakistan pace bowlers were unable to use the conditions, but with Simon Cattich and Shane Watson dismissed before Australia had cleared a third of the deficit, Pakistan had made a healthy start. Earlier, Watson, the bowler, improved his best bowling figures, which have stood since last week's game at Lord's. He finished with 6 for 33, as Pakistan's last 5 wickets fell in less than an hour for 36. Ponting is 61, Clarke on 32, and Australia 136 for 2, still 34 behind.
Chris Florence reporting. Now, football. The Ajax manager, Martin Yols, admitted he is a bit disappointed not to be returning to the English Premier League to take over at Fulham. The Dutchman is staying at Ajax after it emerged that the release clause in his contract was no longer valid. David Pleat, like Yol, is a former manager of Tottenham and says Ajax have dug their heels in to keep their man.
Yes, they've been tough, but at the same time, Martin would have known absolutely clearly through his lawyer or agent exactly what clauses were in his contract or not, whether an exit clause existed. And as a consequence of that, maybe they pulled Fulham into it And maybe, who knows, Martin might have, as a consequence of all this, got a little bit better deal at Ajax. One doesn't know it. You know, Martin, he hasn't lost out. He's put his name very much in the frame for an English club in the future by his comments today. He stays at Ajax with an increased salary, perhaps.
The Spanish club Real Mallorca have been told they won't be able to compete in the Europa League this season. They finished fifth in La Liga despite agreeing to go into voluntary administration in May due to their financial problems. UEFA have stated on their website the club has failed to fulfil its obligations under the competition's licensing regulations. A recent study by the University of Barcelona indicated they were $108 million in debt. Mallorca say they're surprised by the decision but have still 3 days to appeal. Alberto Contador is the clear favourite to defend his Tour de France title after the decisive 17th stage in the Pyrenees. The Spaniard finished just behind rival Andy Schleck on the famous 2,000-metre Col du Tourmalet, but retains his 8-second advantage with just 3 stages of the race remaining. The BBC's Simon Brotherton watched a fascinating day's racing.
It was quite a duel on the slopes of the Tourmalet as Andy Schleck threw everything he could into toppling Alberto Contador, but try as he might, Schleck just couldn't shake the yellow jersey from his wheel. He got rid of everyone else, though, as the pair of them raced alone in murky conditions towards the mythical summit finish at the top of the Col du Tourmalet. For Andy Schleck, the stage win, but for Alberto Contador, still an 8-second overall lead. Schleck and Contador finishing together then. Joaquin Rodriguez, who won in Mons the other day, finished third, 1 minute and 18 seconds behind. The Canadian rider Hedstyle produced an excellent ride to finish fourth at 1 minute 27, with Samuel Sanchez fifth at 1:32, just ahead of Denis Menchov and Robert Hessing. Christopher Horner, Jürgen van den Broek and Roman Kreuziger rounding out the top 10 on the day. Overall, Alberto Contador still wears the leader's yellow jersey. Andy Schleck is still second, 8 seconds down. Samuel Sanchez is third at 3:32, with Menchov fourth and van den Broek fifth.
Next to the World Junior Athletics Championships in Moncton in Canada, where the men's 400 and 1500 metres have provided the highlights on the fourth evening of competition. Let's get the details of the action so far from the BBC's Ed Harry.
Grenada's Kerani James has added World Junior 400 metres gold to the one he won at World Youth level last year. Still only 17 years of age, he was disappointed with his gold medal, won in 45.89 seconds. He says he races for personal bests and that time was somewhat outside what he's capable of. Shawnee Miller of the Bahamas, another winner, the youngest girl in her 400 metre final. She beat the favourite Margaret Atim of Nigeria. Victory in the men's 1500 metres, a great piece of front running for Caleb Ndiku, who has that double now of World Junior Cross Country Champion in 2010 and champion over 3 3/4 laps. And the women's steeplechase, that was won a little earlier by Purity Kurui, also of Kenya.
Meanwhile, at the Diamond League meeting in Monaco, David Oliver failed in his attempt to break the world 110-metre hurdles record. After clocking the third fastest ever time in Paris last week, the American finished 14 hundredths of a second outside the record of 12.87 held by Deron Robles. But the Monaco track lived up to its reputation for producing fast times with several season's bests. Kenya's Silas Kiplagat won the 1500 metres in the fastest time for 3 years. Jermaine Gonzalez set a new Jamaican record in the 400 metres. And Dwight Phillips' jump of 8 metres 46 was the longest in the world this year. And it's been confirmed the world 800 metre champion Caster Semenya will continue her comeback at a meeting in Milan in September. The South African has won her first 2 races since undergoing gender testing. Now let's turn to our top story again. Mattia Muralitharan said farewell to Test cricket by taking his 800th wicket, that's a world record, and helping Sri Lanka to a 10-wicket win over India in goal. Shane Warne, who lies second on the all-time list, says Murali's record will never be beaten. That's the latest.